You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to another episode of Had It Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
Voice the Villa.
And introducing our first female guest of season two, the lovely Vitamin C. Let's give her a round of applause. Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Vitamin C.
Or VC.
VC, that works. How you doing today, VC?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good, actually.
Thank you so much for coming out.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
No problem. We appreciate anybody that appreciates our monkey asses.
So true.
Everything helps.
We are vying for feedback from everybody, so we're glad that you came out. How is everybody's week? I know it's Tuesday, but I ask the same shit all the time.
Weeks was going well. Can't complain.
Nope. Just no. The work grind. The mom grind.
How's the little one and hubby?
Little one is doing really well. Entering those terrible twos a little early.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he just work all the time. So.
You got any contingencies for dealing with the terrible twos? You got anything that's going to keep him busy?
Peppa Pig, surprisingly.
My niece loves Peppa Pig.
Peppa is hot. She got that fire.
I don't know.
That was just like a whole foreign language.
Look up Peppa Pig hangs up on Susie's sheet.
Okay.
And then you understand.
Okay.
And I can do a pretty decent impersonation of all the characters on Peppa Pig. So I'll be talking to my niece. I'll be talking shit to my niece.
Okay.
In the Daddy Pig's voice.
I can only imagine.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Man, I don't know shit about kids, right? And I don't know shit about kids TV shows, right, nowadays. So, people online was talking about something called Doc McStuffins.
Doc McStuffins.
Something about McStuffins.
That just sound all bad.
Yeah, I was like, I thought they was talking about like a porno or something. I was telling people, I was like, yeah, you can call me Doc McStuffins.
Dr. McStuffins sounds like the most PC name you could ever give a rapist. That shit sounds
Where's
McStuffins?
Where's the bell? We need the bell.
Ring the bell.
Okay. No, ring it.
Engineer gonna have me.
She got like six bells.
She got like 20 bells of Buddha.
I like a variety of bells.
It's actually a pretty good kid show. It's an African American little girl.
Like, yeah. Why's her name McStuffins?
Because she works on toy animals and stuff.
Oh.
See, you know, anytime
you game on you.
I thought it was an Adult Swim show.
Anytime you have to add like a crazy word to someone's name to make it legit, you make it, you put a mick in front of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Doc Stuffins would be even worse, right?
That's just so.
Yeah, I'm Doc Stuffins, girl.
Where's the bell?
I'm Doc Stuffins, girl. Hey.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Oh, no.
Oh, no, villain.
Oh, no.
So, man, so as per usual, we're gonna open up the floor with the fuck shit. What's been popping in the world of the fuckery?
I mean, where do you want to start? I mean, it's a lot of fuckery going on.
Start spicy.
Let's talk about, since we're talking spicy, let's get into the hot taco.
I knew that. Yeah.
Let's get into that situation.
So I'm gonna speak last on this whole situation. I just want to put it out there that I'm very, very closely affiliated with Hot Taco. I'm well aware of Hot Taco's fucking fuckery.
Fucking fuckery.
I'm sorry that I had to put that much emphasis on there, but
so let's I guess for those that don't know about the situation, Hot Taco is a taco joint behind, is it Fox Theater? It's Fox Theater, right?
It's behind the Fox Theater.
Fox Theater.
It's directly next to the Centaur Bar right on Park Street.
Yep, Centaur Bar. And what happened was,
what typically happens on a fucking Friday or Saturday night at
the line was crowded. People had a few drinks.
I thought it was Bucharest when
was
I first
Bucharest?
Saw it. No. When I first saw it, no, I thought it was Bucharest.
Because of the lighting.
Yeah, I've never been to Hot Taco.
Well, if you would have saw like little jailbait running around, then you could have said that.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, because they have the little skimpy. Hey,
don't,
look at me.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, but anyway. Hi. So
that Bucharest is toxic masculinity.
We just gonna leave Bucharest alone because I actually like their sandwiches. despite all the shitty customer service.
I like Bucharest. It's just
we're not gonna get a
go ahead.
You go there for the food.
Sometimes I mean I actually like
sometimes.
What's like the other the food time? Hey, I mean it is what it is.
We here to talk about hot taco.
That's a whole other conversation.
All right, hot taco. Bucharest
ain't handing us no bag. We ain't trying to lose that sponsorship, but go ahead, Mike.
Oh, it's too late.
We love the sponsors, even though what I said a couple weeks ago, we love the sponsors.
Anyway.
Thank you.
This guy. So a guy was in line. You know, he decided that he wanted his taco before everybody, cuts the line, and a gentleman decided he's not going to have it. He said, sir, I'm not going to have it. And he slapped the fire out of him.
You just Fox 2'd that whole explanation.
Slapped the fire out
that
of him.
That slap was beautiful.
He slapped the shit out of him.
He brought it back from Cleveland.
Yeah, it was an overhand slap. You don't get to see a vertical overhand slap unless one participant is shit faced or both participants are shit faced.
That was like a Dredrick Tatum punch from The Simpsons.
But you know what? Overhand. I was amazed. I watched it like 5 times because I was like, oh, it felt so good. It felt so good because I felt every piece of that situation.
Yeah, every piece of that.
Was it me or do you think like because the slap looked hellacious?
It did.
It
was clean.
And it was clean. It just my man's got back up. So would you say that the slap?
Coke.
Okay.
I see. Yeah. You got this messed up white guy coming in. You know what I'm saying? My problem was he can't knock out a messed up white guy. At 2 o'clock
in the
morning.
No, that's why I say it was coke because meth, he would have been out. Coke. You don't feel nothing.
Well, having worked,
meth will just keep you up until you get knocked the fuck out. Having worked the register and the grill at Hot Taco at one point in time, I've been solicited by at least 7 people for cocaine. And I actually learned a new term for cocaine at Hot Taco. Just for everybody that's out there that keeps up with street slang, the word of today is software.
Wow.
Software
was when some guy walked up to me and was like, hey, man, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, did you order anything to eat? He was like, no, I just had a question for you, bro. You know where I can get some software? And I was like, software. So I worked at the time. I was an IT dude. And I'm looking like, bro, who the fuck asked for software at 11:38 on a Saturday night? I was like, oh, soft. I was like, nah, bro. I ain't got no computers here, man. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, he slapped the fire out of him. I was more impressed, though, that he was able to slap him while still retaining his girl.
Oh, because he was holding his girl back. Yeah.
He was holding his girl back. But I kind of felt like his girl was like trying to like de-escalate the situation. Like,
she was.
She's like, oh, stop. You know, don't slap him too hard. And then he was like, fuck that shit, fam.
She was trying to be the voice of reason.
Let me handle what I got to handle.
I don't like that. Yeah. Like, if you see some fuck shit going on,
depending on how powerful you are, did you see the guy that was calling that guy some train station was calling some woman all type of expletives and some big dude in the background? This motherfucking Bruce Banner ass Professor Hulk nigga took his glasses off and unbuttoned every single button of the shirt.
He had enough time to do all that?
One by one.
Look, if I see a motherfucker take his glasses off and his whole shirt off.
The whole shirt.
He ain't even got a regular t-shirt on. He got a button-up shirt on and he taking off each button. I'm either leaving.
Or the blicky gotta come out.
Or I'm about to shoot this motherfucker because I'm not waiting on what's happening.
You. Yeah, you Bruce Banner motherfucker. Yeah. I'm not fighting you.
I done seen, you know how many MCU movies I done seen?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
but
Hulk
it wasn't
catch the ratchet.
A fight. He got through on the tracks.
No, he got punched, and then when he tried to get back up and everybody was trying to hold him back,
that's when he got
my man slapped him again, and he fell onto them goddamn tracks.
Yeah, I think it was fair.
Did you see the Pac-Man Jones fight in the
No.
In the train station?
No,
the bus station.
It was
the airport.
It was the airport. It was the same situation where
Pac-Man.
His girl was trying to hold him back from the fight. But, you know, the dude ran up on him and he was trying to get some fame. That's pretty much what was happening. He was like, oh, that's Pac-Man Jones. You know, Pac-Man Jones got a reputation for, you know, fuck shit.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to try to fight this dude. So he pushed him, ended up pushing his girl too. And he was like, you know what? fuck this. I'm about to fight this motherfucker. And this girl, you know, was pushing him back, trying to hold him back and shit. You know, she trying to protect that $500,000 that motherfucker worth. I was
just trying to protect the bag. Yeah. See, I don't like that.
Yeah. So this nigga had to go through
might
hell.
Have to body slam.
He had to go in hell through high water just to knock this nigga out. He knocked him out, too. It was funny.
I mean, what's funny is in all three examples that we just gave, the woman was trying to be the voice of reason. That reminds me, I want to ask y'all something if we can switch topics just for a second. You are starting to see online a greater percentage of something that if you would have said it 30, 40 years ago, people would have looked at you like you was fucking crazy. But you start to see a lot of women proposing to men, women taking this initiative to propose to men. And I only bring that up because, like I said, in the last three examples, you got women being the voice of reason. But what would cause a woman to be like the voice of reason? Is it being with a dude and just recognizing that he taking too long? Is she in a better position? Hypergamy goes, it can go both ways.
Hypergamy.
Yeah. You familiar with the term?
I am now.
Hypergamy is trying to marry above your class or above your station.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well,
I got learned today.
You got learned today. Right.
Nice. Taught me something.
Sweet.
So I think it's because a lot of people, and especially women, they are in love with marriage. The idea of being married, like, that's one of the things that they grow up wanting to do. Like, as a kid, they fantasize of being married. Now, I don't know if they actually know what being married entails, everything that entails. They just want to be married.
That's true.
It's a lot of people that don't know what marriage entails.
Yeah, male or female, but men aren't socialized to want to be married. Men are socialized to want to play around, do whatever, avoid it, get dragged to the altar. But women, girls specifically, they're like, oh, I got to find my knight in shining armor. We're going to have a big wedding. I want to have a nice pretty dress. And we're going to have 5 bridesmaids. And we're going to go down the aisle. And that's just how we're socialized. Whether or not we feed into it or not kind of isn't our choice.
That's true.
A lot of time either.
And I've noticed that as the script is getting flipped and women are in a greater position of wealth and power and social status, shit's flipped on his head. So now you have women making demands like, hey, look, bum ass nigga.
You got to blame the simps for that.
Do we got to blame the simps?
You
got to
blame the simps for it. Because at some point they could have been like, all right, you don't have to do that.
So
you got to be firm.
We've seen various videos of dudes getting turned down for proposals. I haven't seen a woman get turned down for a proposal. Now, I feel that this could be pretty interesting topic because the panel is half and half. Two of us are married, two of us are not. So I'd like to hear y'all opinions on this. You say it's the simp's fault. Define a simp, Macho. Listeners out there, define a simp. In the best way that you can. The
best way I can?
Best way that you can. I wouldn't ask you for nothing.
A simple version, a shortcut, is just a simp guy is just a guy that just does anything and everything to please someone that doesn't love them back.
I like your definition because it's not gender exclusive.
Yeah.
It's anything.
It's anything.
I like it too.
And it's funny because the original definition of simp was just simps, tricks, and johns were all synonymous as far as prostitution and pimp lingo goes. If you was a simp, you was just a gameless guy, and that's pretty much why it was presumed.
There's female simps out there.
Yeah.
It's just they don't get the same type of acknowledgement as a dude.
Why do you think that is?
Most of them are fat and ugly.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't going to go that. I mean, we could have dived into that, but I wasn't going to go there. But
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
But I don't know. I just feel like for the guys, like it's more simp behavior for guys because, you know, we are on the other side that's trying to, you know, chase women. It's more men chasing, you know, women.
It's normalized. What about you, Vitamin C? How do you feel about the whole tables being turned and women proposing to men and just simp status?
Oh, that's a lot to unpackage right there.
I didn't tie it too tight.
Unravel it.
But as far as simps go, I had always seen it in the phrasing of it's to me, anytime a dude does something to please a female, sometimes it got phrased as, oh, that dude's a simp.
I concur with that. It got overused
mm-hmm. way too much. And I'm like,
I agree with that. The overusage is what transformed the definition from just a gameless dude to just a doormat.
Oh, and expecting something in return.
Ah.
That's another.
Are
piece
we talking
of
about?
Not expecting.
Are we talking about my favorite group of scumbag pieces of shit out there?
Yes.
Don't talk about. They start with an I. The insults.
Oh my gosh.
I will never ever miss an opportunity to diss any of you motherfuckers. I just want to put that out there
for all you women and men that's listening. If you are expecting something in return, you are a simp.
What if you just doing it out of the goodness of your heart?
Then you're a doormat.
Yeah.
I think doormats and simps were always like synonymous to me.
Doormats typically don't have the wherewithal to even have an expectation.
Yeah.
They don't, it's just like, I'm just here to be used. And I mean, simping. There's no malice in
that. Exactly.
I can't really be upset at that.
Right. If they're not calling you a fucking bitch for not living up to that expectation, then that's more doormat status. The doormat is not going to get all up in your face.
Yeah.
Some of these other dudes, they will turn on you on the drop of a dime.
You go from being the most beautiful woman that they seen. Fuck you then, bitch.
If you're not a hero and your beak ain't getting wet. That's how right. stuff started to get to changing. Like, that's how you start beating a chick ass.
I mean, the change in cultures, like we have, like, I think it's because things are becoming more normalized. The wage gap is diminishing, not at a rate that makes sense given everything that we all know and we can do, but the wage gap is diminishing. Like I said, women are becoming more prominent in various fields where they had no representation before. Mm-hmm. So things are becoming normalized. What's crazy is the rise of slut and cuck culture, colloquially speaking.
Slut and cuck.
Oof. Yeah. So it's not like
a horrible cartoon.
It's the reversal of expectations based on gender norms. I'm not gonna say roles, I'm not gonna say genders, we're not gonna get into that. That's another episode.
Yeah.
But it's the expectations of gender roles. So now where men were boys can be boys, fast forward now it's slut culture and women can do whatever they want. And now where in the past you had to be subservient and obedient and, right. you know what I'm saying?
There was some type of formula.
Fealty, mm-hmm. you are now looked at as a cuck.
Ugh. Cuck.
I want to see my woman get like banged out by some other guy in the back of Hot Taco.
Jesus. If that ain't
It'll be a real hot taco.
Yeah,
here.
That's a spicy meatball. Jesus.
Oh man, but see, it's a lot because I understand where a lot of the pushback on the slut came from. Because it really is unfair for women to be held to a completely different standard of men doing the exact same.
I take it you're not a fan of the age-old key and lock analogy. You familiar with that?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Regale us of the key and lock. Yes, the fans got to know.
The key and lock analogy.
They have to know, boys.
The key and lock analogy, obviously, you know.
Got to know, Sway.
You look at how standard orthodox traditional genitalia, just for all you motherfucking super progressives out there that's just ready to get mad. Yes, I'm aware that there are women with cocks.
I've been going PC today.
I've been going through a lot online.
He's a little filtered today.
They've been getting
nobody can actually like poke holes in what you're trying to say. You saying everything.
Was that pun intended?
It was pun intended.
Poke holes. That's the key in the lock. Poke holes in the shit.
So the key and lock analogy is obviously the guy's the key, the woman is the lock. A key that can open every door is worth praise, but a lock that anybody can open ain't worth shit, yada, yada, yada. Doesn't take into account any of the dynamics of personality and all the other shit. It's just giving and taking. But now shit's reversed.
Is it?
It's not reversed.
I don't feel like it's
not reversed.
Fully reversed.
The other side is more prominent.
Okay. I can accept that.
Because you still have women that are
that still hold themselves to traditional roles and values and men with the expectations.
It's rare.
You know what? I want to say,
especially with all this Cardi B shit going on.
Is rare.
Cardi B.
It is rare as far as the news media and propaganda goes, but in real life, it's actually pretty standard.
Okay.
Right. Most normal people, they pretty much don't fuck around like that
because they don't have the opportunity to.
What's normal?
Right. I was about to say
because if you got an Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. I would. What's up with all the groaning?
Confession.
What's up with all the groaning?
Confession.
Look, if you got Instagram,
I totally
everybody is sucking and fucking everything. Why do I get the bit? Okay.
No, I agree with that. I agree. Yeah. It's a lot of sucking and fucking.
It's a lot of sucking and fucking going on
Instagram. Thirst traps.
I think that where people lose sight of why people find certain things problematic. Mm-hmm. It's just because there's all this insistence on slut culture both ways, but no one ever talks about safety precautions,
responsibility,
yeah.
Children, STDs. Now, it would be nice, I guess, if you're into that type of thing, if everyone could just fuck everybody. Great, whatever.
Brave New World.
I know. I have to give Vitamin C something for that because Brave New World is my favorite book of all time. So
that's what's up.
Thank you. Yep. But the thing is,
I know some niggas don't even wear condoms. They just wear a Jesus piece.
Exactly.
And then they just, you know,
they fucking with prayers. It's messed up because however precautious you are and whatever measures you take to ensure that you are safe, you don't know what your partner is doing if you just going willy-nilly.
Right.
This is a case where one bad apple does indeed spoil the whole fucking bunch. Because even if people aren't infected, everyone's affected and scapegoating is a real thing.
Yep.
People are still immaturish and very fucking childish, especially when it comes to sex, because that's just how everyone socializes. It's the one thing that everyone's into that you can't fucking talk about.
Right.
Facts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you can talk about sex, just not the protection for some reason. Like, I don't get it. Like,
well, because nobody wants to hear that.
It's not cool.
I'll
be trying to do that.
Everybody just want to close their eyes, cover their ears
I'm trying to go to the club, trying to run up inside. But you got to be safe.
I consider myself pretty well versed in a lot of things as far as reproductive rights and stuff. Until maybe a year ago, I had never heard about PrEP. I didn't even know what that was.
What's PrEP?
PrEP is a pill that you can take for HIV prevention.
Yeah.
It will help keep you from getting HIV if you're exposed.
Is it like,
Yeah, it's like a plan A.
Yeah, you get like 72 hours.
Because, I mean, look.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesus.
Look,
thank you.
It's two types of STDs.
I can't be the only one getting
sexually transmitted diseases and sexually transmitted descendants. Okay. You fucking pick.
I'm a descendant.
What would you rather have? AIDS forever or a child for 18 years?
I'll take the 18.
The choice is yours.
Yeah, I'll take the 18.
Now, wait a minute. that's a good thing to step upon. You know what I mean?
Get your prep talk.
You may not live for 18 years if you got AIDS. You know what I'm saying? So you can get out of it.
Well, Jesus. You know, niggas still hope. You know, Magic living.
So I'm hanging Magic my hair right AIDS. Now for those that can't see.
Magic don't get AIDS.
No, Magic not everybody.
Not everybody got their whole fortune spin on getting cured.
Not everybody has an immune system that doubles as a fucking Dragon Ball Z protagonist, nigga.
Okay.
Hey, Cash is the cure for AIDS.
But the hood can only understand that he's still living.
Magic got one AIDS.
The culture only gonna care that they look at it like, oh, he's still living.
You know what's fucked up? I've had homies that have been born, lived, and died, and Magic has survived them. Magic's fucking HIV is older than some of my closest homies.
That's true.
Magic is Super Saiyan level.
What's his name? His name is Magic, nigga.
That's true.
You know what's magic?
That's completely fair.
You know what's magic? Since we talking about AIDS and we talking about fuck shit and sex.
Like how far can we go after that?
I tell you what's magic. Magic is your sister sucking dick and it turning into you being a billionaire.
Oh, Kylie Jenner. Let's go.
Kylie.
Oh, yeah.
talk about where it's a nice encapsulation of everything we just spoke about. You got hypergamy in there. You got a little bit of sexual irresponsibility with her being a teenage mother.
A little interracial.
A little interracial. We'll sprinkle a little interracial.
Just a little sprinkle.
E40.
Because I don't know what Travis Scott is. He looked like a goddamn.
Travis Scott looked like a scarecrow
that you set on fire.
Let it be known.
At the harvest.
Let it be known that
Travis Scott is not coming in this door.
He looked like Wicker Man.
We just lost our Travis Scott appearance.
Won't you open up that window? Oh. Villain a piece of shit.
He do look like a burnt like roach.
Oh, come on. What's up? What's up with the colorism? What did just do Juneteenth not too long ago?
That's why you gotta bash that nigga. It's in our roots.
Hey, Jesus. Goosebumps, nigga.
Y'all got any thoughts about Kylie Jenner being a self-made billionaire? Being born into a wealthy
term
family.
Self-made.
Can I say?
I hate that term.
Fuck that bitch.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't like the term self-made.
You don't write Rock Jenner.
Because no one is really self-made. No one.
No.
Especially in this time.
Well, especially not when you come from a family that's gotten notoriety from making a sex tape, and your mama pimping it out.
Cultural
appropriation. Which
she
mama?
Had all her side niggas in the course.
I'm just saying.
Barry about to have a heart attack.
Transition.
Pause the tape.
Oh my god!
Come to Transmania. Come to Transmania.
I think this is our last season. I think we've reached that. This is our last season.
We've reached the apex.
Yeah, we reached the apex. Thanks for listening, Macho Samson.
So it's just funny to me that you can be self-made, born into a family that's a media freak show.
Right.
With millions of dollars.
Shout out to Caitlin.
A multiple $1 million trust fund. And then you build this damn near $1 billion fortune based on self-image and self-love and body positivity when you've had millions of dollars of cosmetic surgery before you could even legally vote.
She's
self-made, y'all.
Yeah, she's stacked. She's like Drake of the family, I think. She's the Drake of the family.
She's the wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah,
she passed up Kim.
She passed.
She's not even a Kardashian for real.
But you know what? Is that an accomplishment? You passing up Kim? Is that an accomplishment?
She did it I was about to say without sucking dick, but.
But we all know that's false.
I mean, but she also. She blew. It's just problematic.
She blew past it.
There's a lot to unpackage because if Kylie Jenner was Latino, if Kylie Jenner was black, if Kylie Jenner, I can't say Asian because the percentage of unwed, pregnant, teenage Asians, that shit don't exist. That's the ancient Chinese secret right there.
But they just kill all
there
ladies.
There goes our Asian listeners.
They get cold.
Jesus.
They got suicide vans. Come on, dog.
And they got sex dolls.
Yeah, they got sex dolls.
No, sex dolls are amazing.
Really?
Are you out of sex doll?
Oh, I haven't had one.
Oh, you gonna purchase one?
I'll call them Rosies.
Okay.
Because it reminds me of Rosies from the Jetsons.
Mm.
So she can cook, she can clean, she can do whatever she wants.
That's what's up.
This is the first time that I've ever heard a woman advocate for the sex robots from the utilitarian standpoint.
That's because she already married.
That's what it is.
She already married.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom.
I ain't got shit to worry about.
I just think it's funny. If it was anybody else, it would be a problematic young girl who lucked up into some money, who's already an unwed teenage mother, and has engaged in relationships with older men.
Yeah,
Tiger was redshirting her before she was a legal age. It didn't matter to people.
No.
Yeah.
I guess that just is. It comes with the media circus.
How many billionaires fuck Tiger?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Zero.
I think a billionaire would pay to kill Tiger.
Oh. Like a safari?
Yeah. Fuck safari.
No, like an African safari.
I thought you said Tiger.
You mean like an African safari. I went totally left.
He talking about the gentleman from Rack City. That makes me think about something though. We were having an interesting conversation outside, and this is the main crux of the show right here. We were having an interesting conversation. This is what we'll be taking calls in regards to. I look at the situation with Kylie Jenner, and I look at the situation with Travis Scott, and it's obviously hypergamy because she is of greater standing socially than he is. Mm-hmm. She has more money, she has more fame and more claim than Travis Scott. Like, her wealth and fame are not contingent upon her having talent.
I think Travis Scott has to continue to make music. They like get him while they just above, you know, being a little bit of success.
So we look at the shit with Travis Scott, and I don't know, like, it makes me think, like, to conversation that we had about, can you be, quote unquote, pro-black, woke, whatever the fuck you want to call it, while dating interracially? What are y'all thoughts on that? Macho, you first.
I'm going to say yes, because at this point, in this situation, in the 20th century, it's totally different. Like, since we have technology now.
We two generations past the loving generation.
Yeah, you don't have to be the traditional, like, I am black and wear T-shirts and get into the point of rally. But...
She got black pants.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think
Wakanda,
I don't,
sometimes. So,
right.
Sometimes. Well, kinda.
I don't know. I think you can be. I think you can be. I think everything has changed. I don't think you have to go by like the traditional way of supporting the black cause anymore.
I'm inclined to agree with you. What about you, Vitamin C?
I would agree. And my perspective is slightly different because I actually come from a child of an immigrant. So my father was from Trinidad, and the experience of people in the child diaspora.
Ooh, buzzword right there. Diaspora. Look it up, niggas. Look it up.
Looking at his experience, looking at racial tensions here in America versus racial tensions down in Trinidad.
And the Caribbean in general.
Yeah, the Caribbean in general. It's different. And I came to approach race differently, even though I married a very strong black man.
What would you say? If you could point to a reason as to why is it so different despite having the same colonialist background, dealing with slavery, colorism? What makes the Caribbean flavor for black Caribbeans different than continental blacks? Like, where is it? Do you think the disconnect is a cultural thing?
I think it's cultural. A lot of the Caribbean blacks were able to retain more of their culture than blacks on the mainland.
True.
So if you look at Afro-Cubans, you even look at Haitians.
Yeah.
My, of course, experience is on Trinidad, where basically the island is African and East Indian. So you don't have that same intermediate impact of white culture. Per se.
Just because, like, with the culture on the island being so homogenized, there was just less room for assimilation.
Right.
I think, you know, once, you know, white people was there for so long, they just left because it was hot as fuck. They was like, they ain't got enough PSF 90, you know, down here.
Say the goats was enough.
Yeah, too many goddamn goats.
Too many goats.
I can't eat goat soup.
What about the Italians? It get pretty warm in the Mediterranean.
Italians are olive.
Oh, God.
Complexion.
Well, I can't argue with you because olive complexion.
Fuck out of here.
Olive complexion. All right, Sicilian macho. Don't get me to do the Dennis Hopper monologue from True Romance.
Italians got a little bit more melanin to them than other whites.
Sound like you've got a very diverse.
I know a little bit about Italian.
You know a little something.
It's a spicy meatball.
Villain is a. You know what? We're going to talk about that after.
You got to remember, too, in America, Italians weren't white until it was convenient for them to be white.
Oh. 60s. Oh. 60s. So. 60s.
Oh.
Like, it's funny because I bring up whenever I talk about race, the standard for race that I always use as a default is the United States census classification for race. Now, this is going to sound funny to a lot of people, and if you don't believe me, you can look it up. It's on a government website, so it's there. It's not going to be down. If If you are categorized as white, according to the United States Census, you are either the descendant of Europeans, North Africans, Middle Easterners, and Latinos. All those people fall under that blanketed term of white.
Yeah, because I know they make a lot of Mexicans check off white on the census.
I mean,
yeah.
if you are the descendant of a mestizo family.
But that also makes sense because white people don't want to be the minority in America. So if they got, and you know, Mexicans is making up like.
Why is that?
34. Though? Because you don't want to lose in your own country.
Facts.
You don't want to lose. Quote unquote in your.
You don't want to lose in your house. And I mean, we can look at the Dawes rolls with the Native Americans. I've spoken on that before in the whole thing with, $5 Indians and how. Freedmen and the descendants of
$5
Indians.
You never heard of the term $5 Indians?
You got to break that
this
down.
This nigga Marcel has read too many books.
Right.
I got two Native Americans.
What's on your box? Let's check. Let's figure your box.
You see what you get, dog.
Art exhibit.
Big ass nose, big ass lips, slanted eyes. This is just a whole hodgepodge of shit. So I have two Native American great grandmothers on my mother's side.
Okay.
And both of them were the children of freedmen. Freedmen were the blacks that were emancipated from the wars between the five civilized tribes and the United States government because those tribes of Indians were holding on to their slaves. So what happened was when the Bureau of Indian Affairs was founded, the Bureau of Indian Affairs only allotted a certain amount of money to each tribe. And it wasn't getting higher than that. So in order for the tribal leaders, most of them are just crooks and pimps. And you think that the Detroit City Council people are bad. You ain't seeing shit. The tribal leaders were faced with the decision of, well, we're not getting any more money. So the only way we can make this spread is to we start coming up with these rules. And if you were the child of a black slave and a Native American,
kick you out. You were
kicked off the res.
They still doing that shit.
The term $5 Indians came from the Native Americans. If you were integrated into the tribe, you were a Native American. To them, culturally, if you fuck with us, you fuck with us. If you don't, you dead. But if you fuck with us, you fuck with us. The $5 Indian came from all the children that were admixture of Native American and whites when they were trying to get people off the res. They kicked the blacks off and didn't acknowledge them. The whites that they kicked off the res, they paid them $5 to renounce their Native American status.
Wow. Hence so the they was hot and ready.
Hence the term $5 Indian. This was like
ready
late 19th.
Hot and ready Indians is on the...
Damn. Late 19th century shit. So
horrible.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's why, like, race is such a complicated but interesting issue. Mm-hmm. And that's also why I agree with y'all. Like, you can be pro-black while not being black, just being with a black person. And I say that because the same people out there, and you motherfuckers know who you are, that would deny Nkechi Diallo, also known by her dead name, Rachel Dolezal.
Her dead name.
Her dead name?
You're not familiar
with... She doesn't answer to that name anymore.
Jesus.
She black. You seen
I didn't know that.
You seen the zillions.
Right.
I did see the zillions.
Who else gets,
right.
who else gets
right.
zillions and goes to jail for welfare fraud? Because
for a bridge
she,
card.
Because she was fudging the numbers and putting food on plates.
She black.
So it don't make no sense for me. It don't make no sense to me for Rachel Dolezal to be less supportive of black people than Frederick Douglass, who divorced his blue-black wife that stood by him during
blue-black
all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he married a white woman for class.
For class,
he didn't really. The worst part about it was he didn't even really love the woman. It was a social move.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
He wanted cheddar biscuits.
If we want to be honest.
Oh, my God.
That's
Dr. Umar descendant.
You got to take a deep breath.
Decision! So it's so you know what I'm saying, it's if you are going to deny all these people and their accomplishments and their assistance, get ready to throw a bunch of your fucking heroes into the trash.
Yeah.
Facts.
So a lot of your favorite, like, iconic heroes.
I feel that black people, I feel that until black people solve their colorist issues, these you motherfuckers need all the help that you can get.
Yeah. I think it's also a wording problem. Like, how can you not be pro something because you're not dating that? It's like, I go back and forth a lot because I be thinking, like, how can you be pro-black and not be with a black person? But a white person can be pro-black. They just, you know.
Yeah.
They don't even have to be dating anybody.
I just think it comes to money at this point. Understanding of the cause.
What's the name of the what's the name of the psychologist? Her first name is Jane. Is it Jane Elliott?
Oh, the one that do that little test with the kids and shit.
Yeah.
The eye color test.
Yes.
Yeah. She down for the cause.
She down for the
cause. You can't alienate that little white lady.
Yeah, I think it's graded off of, like, actually, what do you do? Yeah. Like, if you actually do something versus, like, you just talking all the time.
Yeah, right. Because there's plenty of niggas that talk and don't do shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
That's
shit
just descendants.
Down.
I can't deny.
I'm a straight rider.
I can't deny the efforts of all the non-black people that have helped me get this far and then celebrate. Right. Pookie and Ray Ray selling dope on the block and poisoning their people. Like, that don't make no sense to me. Yeah.
Just because they black?
Just because they black. All skin folk ain't fucking kin folk. You can ask Malcolm about that.
Yeah.
Shout out to
light-skinned
brothers.
So your daddy is Trinidadian, right?
He was, yeah.
So, you know, I always talk to Marcellus about island niggas, you know, and island niggas. Oh, come on, dog. Just let me do it.
Just go. You know what? Go ahead. Do it. Go ahead.
Just let me do it.
I like when you go in.
Now, Jamaicans, Trinidadians, West Indians, like, they all seem to have like this thing where they think they better.
They tough
than other niggas because they think we wasn't slaves to the extent that y'all were. We were indentured servants. Did your daddy do that? Did he say stuff like that?
No, not particularly. But he, on the other side, didn't understand the viciousness of our poverty and how.
Especially being where we were.
Right. Like, he grew up third world poor. So,
okay.
Coming.
You niggas at home. Eating honey buns and Cheetos with running water. You just broke. You are technically an embarrassed millionaire to somebody that has to fetch fucking water from a well.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, if I go back to the village that my dad grew up in, Ecclesville, you still have to use an outhouse.
Mud huts.
Well, not mud. They're more like shanties. So there's usually tin, wood.
Sand, right.
Built up. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up.
And, I remember you complaining about the sand. I was fucking with you about that for a while.
Sandy beach.
The sand
but
the
tan
bugs.
Was so lovely.
I know it was. That's why I love the heat. That's why I look at niggas like you, villain, complaining about the fucking heat all the goddamn time.
Nah, I can't get hot enough. Now, I do. It's muggy. But to get back on task a little bit, you know, he didn't understand why we as black people could not unite. It's like, as far as West Indians go, if a cause come down, even though they have their spats between the islands, you know, they unite almost in a similar way the way Latinos and Latinas do.
I mean, and niggas, Chicago niggas hate Detroit niggas and Detroit niggas.
But that don't count, though.
That shit don't
count. When you going against each other, it's not really as
if anything, it's just a parallel of more nigga shit. Instead of islands, you got cities.
Yeah.
But we don't unite. And he just never understood why we couldn't do that. Like, you know, even though we were dirt poor, even, you know, the poverty was nowhere near what he grew up with. So
he was flexing.
My daddy was a machete wielding.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
Yes. So like it was I could go and talk.
He was a yardie
days about the upbringing, but you know, he came from everybody knew everybody. You can go and knock on someone's door, ask for sugar, ask for whatever, because that's just how poor you were. But he tried to ask a neighbor around the block for something, and they damn near, you know, why you on my porch?
Jesus.
You're like,
yeah, that's all about right.
I don't know. Black love.
I don't know.
Like West Side behavior.
I don't know who none of my neighbors are.
I cannot deny that.
Did you say West Side? You just do that
because that's where that? It was.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna. I'm not even
Let's
gonna
do
touch it.
I
I'm not even gonna
you
touch
to.
It.
I want.
I'm gonna say this though. I don't know who the fuck any of my neighbors are. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock on anybody's door and be like, yo, I need this, I need that. And I got a neighbor that parks his fucking car on his grass.
You don't even know him.
And I want to go over there and be like, hey, nigga, get your fucking car off the grass. You know what I'm saying?
He'll shoot you.
This shit is terrible. That nigga, yeah, he got guns. Shoot you. But you know, I'm ready for the shit, y'all. I can die.
You know where they don't do that?
What?
Eastside.
That's a goddamn lie.
Ain't you know, no motherfucking Eastside.
You know,
east
ain't no, you know why?
Everybody know each other.
Eastside is a cornfield,
dog. Oh, it's not.
Ain't no front lawn. Exactly.
In the Eastside. Ain't no front lawns.
You know why we don't need one? Because everybody's cool with each other and we can sit on the porch.
All nigga, five people.
You ain't got no steps on your porch.
That's fine. That's fine.
That was a hate.
That was a lot of hate. He thought about that.
He hit
one.
You with the kerchief, my
yeah. Name. He hit you with the kerchief. That's fine. I'd rather have no steps than not have nobody that I know on my block and they want to take my stuff.
Eastside niggas screen doors in the driveway.
I feel that Eastside and Westside niggas.
They don't have
call
no real
in.
Names.
Studio 3-248-579-5260.
What they gonna call in about?
Questions and comments. We got you for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, man. This is interesting.
Again, Studio 3-248-579-5260. If you want to call in, now's your chance.
Oh, what about your boy, what is it, Killmonger?
Oh.
Out there with the white women
had
on the
boat. Karens on the boat.
yes.
Yes.
Boat full of white women.
I love it.
Hey, this is your favorite villain, right? This is your man.
This is your man crush.
He truly a villain. Had that same motherfucking energy for when Killmonger was fucking niggas up. I want y'all to have that same energy when he was on the love boat.
I can't wait to see hatred. All the hatred on my timeline.
So we got a caller coming
got a
in.
Caller already. I want to talk about Killmonger.
Yo, yo.
Wow, what's going on? Flip Ilson, the legend. How you doing tonight, sir?
Man, you ain't got no steps on your porch, nigga. So why you get you like that?
He did, right? But you know what? That means I can't never be stepped on.
Hey, I feel that.
I feel me?
I mean, it's Westside niggas over here, but I feel
yes.
That. Okay.
Hey, man, shout out to that nigga. Shout out to that nigga, Sellers, for putting y'all niggas up in the dog's rows.
Oh, whoo. They don't know about
that. That's that real education.
Edumacation. I've read all of my books.
Even the pamphlets?
Nigga.
All of the pamphlets, too.
All the pamphlets.
Hey, man, on some hunting shit, though, before y'all start hating on my nigga Michael B. Jordan for having the snow bunnies on that boat, man. Just look at yourself, man.
Hey. Know yourself.
Hey, this Mr. Snowbunny.
I think he's living his best life.
I support his villainy.
God, live your best life.
I just want motherfuckers to be consistent.
Man, Tedder Wood be the one call in and be like, oh.
I love Tedder.
That's why we love Tedder.
Oh, don't leave them poor snow bunnies alone.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
So this is our fourth.
I'm about to go on Facebook and say, fuck him. Hold on.
There's nothing wrong with
that. That's not
right.
Okay.
He just, I know you
he just
ain't
rescued
talking
you.
Villain.
And you want to sit there.
Hold on,
wait a minute.
Hold on.
Exactly. Until we get the next caller in, we about to have an intervention.
Yeah.
Intervention? I don't need no intervention.
I have to be the voice of reason?
You got
to
be the voice of reason.
Damn.
Yeah.
Villain, we're going to need you to.
What this about to be? What y'all trying to do to me? I got to say, fuck him.
Don't say fuck him.
You
248-579-5260.
He just built him up. He literally just built him up. And it's back to fuck you. That's your West Side family.
That's how I show my appreciation.
Right. I'm about to say that's how we show love.
That's how y'all show love.
Typical
don't
bougie.
Don't nobody
ass,
know who each other is,
typical,
but they show love.
Typical bougie ass backstabbery.
They don't know
each other's
names.
I don't really find you know what?
Fuck that.
It would take 10 it would take 10 Michael B. Jordans on 20 motherfucking yachts on all the seven seas to equal the amount of Yas Queen shit that I was hearing when Meghan Markle got married. Shout out to Prince Harry. That's
Prince Harry.
Look, gingers in the land of mostly white people, they may as well be niggas, man. So yeah, you know, we gotta look out for them.
That's fair.
Yeah. Hey, our engineer got red hair. Yeah. Our engineer is a redhead, you know, so for this show she an honorary.
That's so wrong. That's so false.
She's like, what?
She turning red.
Oh wow.
She turning redder than what she already what?
She cut his mic. Yes.
I do, in fact, have the power at the moment. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I love this.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Shout out to the engineer.
But I mean, you know.
Cutting his mic.
It was all yes, queen, when Meghan Markle got married to Prince Harry, and it was all you go do your thing, Serena, when she got married mm-hmm. to my mans that helped co-found Reddit. I feel that the black gender discussion online, it makes things seem worse than they actually are in reality, especially when you consider 86% of black people end up paired off with other black people.
Right.
You just have such toxic fucking people like Kristen Lynn Carrison, Tommy Sotomayor, the whole black MGTOW thing. What I never understood about you black MGTOW niggas is you could have just came up with your own distinction. Because the regular MGTOW, they don't fuck with y'all. They don't include y'all in anything that they're talking about.
They don't come to the cookouts. They don't invite
So y'all jumping on the bandwagon to seem contrary. Like the whole, you know what? If you don't like black women or black men, why do you talk about them?
It's easy.
I know it's easy, but who are you trying to appeal to? You're not trying to educate people.
No.
We're all within the same culture, so we all are aware of the same fuck shit, but I don't know.
I think it's just entertainment and they lazy. Yeah. It's just a cheap, easy thing.
But who is it entertainment for? Like, I can't just go online and just search for Asian men and women shitting on each other. It exists and it's out there. I'd have to look for it.
You got to go to a bathhouse. Yeah,
you have to have, like, real hatred, I feel like.
But it's like, everybody can just pop up some popcorn, grab some Fanta, and just look at the jungle bunnies tear each other alive. Hey, that's a classic term.
Look, man, it's a fetish for everybody.
It is a fetish for everybody.
But it's so prolific for us.
Because everything that we do is always under the magnifying scope. And we're only taken serious from the capacity of entertainment. And it's mostly like that because of how we choose to present ourselves and what we choose to fixate on. When you read an Asian history book, you hear about statesmen, you hear about scientists, you hear about people that contributed to the culture. Mm-hmm. You read a white history book, you hear about statesmen, artisans, people that contributed to the culture. I said it once and I said it before based on what I've learned and listened to from other people. I don't really believe that blacks, at least up here in the continental states, we don't really have a definitive culture. We have like degenerate white culture.
Yeah. I mean, because everybody's aspiring to be, you know, middle class white man. And so they're just like, oh, well, you know, it's cool to do that versus like.
What I don't understand is how can you hate what you aspire to be? How can you be bigoted against, you know what I'm saying, whites while ascribing and trying to be the whitest that you possibly can without being white? I've never understood that.
Yeah, it is kind
of weird.
Well,
it's kind of the same how there's a vast number of white people who love black culture.
Black admiration.
But you mean like the Klansmen that we saw with the dreads and the Jordans on?
Hold on.
Bell for that nigga.
Them Jordans were crisp too. He stood in line at Foot Locker
white?
And got him.
Were they Jordans?
No, it was the red and black ones. I think it was the 10s.
Oh, okay. If they was Team Jordans, I would have been like, nigga.
Team, you can't even get the right Jordan.
All right, you can't even get the right Jordan.
He wasn't a Grand Dragon.
Hey, he was like, I'm not standing in line. I'm white.
I'm white.
That was the classic
hot
line.
Hot taco.
I was about to say, it's hot taco again.
Oh, Jesus. That's so terrible.
Could you imagine, like,
my mic back on,
like at the height of Jordans, some when people were getting up in the morning, like 6 a.m. standing in line, and then somebody just decided, oh, I'm just going to grab my J's to go.
I know niggas that was donating plasma and then going and standing in line for Jordans.
Not passing out? Like, insane. Shouldn't you be weak?
That's hardcore.
You just gave a pint of blood, nigga.
Gotta have them J's.
Gotta have them J's.
Gotta say crispy.
Yeah.
I spilled blood in Nike store.
Did anybody see the family? So there are a couple of these stylistic ass funerals that I could talk about, but for the sake of not irking the ire of various violent ass Detroit sets, has anybody seen these funerals where they'll put somebody propped up?
Oh, I hate that.
Oh,
I
saw
the first one I saw was the Puerto Rican dude whose family had him like decked out.
He and he was playing the video game.
No, that was the black kid. That was a black kid.
Okay,
that was,
okay.
Kyrie.
I mean, no, not that one. The one that was he was on the motorcycle. Did you see that one?
I saw that one, and I saw
Godspeed at the bottom,
and I saw the Puerto Rican one.
Godspeed.
That's awesome.
The Puerto Rican one. My man's had his legs crossed, and he was like this. He had on white gaiters. It was. Look, yes. If you don't believe the Baron, go ahead and Google it.
Can Google it, but there is a historical context for that.
Oh,
please explain.
So these tableaus were actually fairly common in the 1800s.
Tableaus.
Where
like pantalones?
Where you had to have.
What? I don't know shit about
historical panties.
I don't know shit about that.
That's fine.
Pantalones.
That's fucked up. I heard Crime Apple say something about pantalones. But you absolutely right, VC, because back then, before we had such sophisticated methods of, you know, preserving bodies like embalming and shit like that, you had to have that funeral as fast as possible. So if a nigga died and you wasn't in town, you just gonna find out.
Oh, he buried him already? Yeah, shit.
Yep.
Imagine getting that.
Did they put him in the pantalone?
imagine getting an Indian arrow in your ass as you trying to come to South Dakota to see your family.
Like he died.
You get the term, like, that nigga died yesterday, dog.
Hey, Mike. Did they bury him in the pantalones, Mike?
Jesus.
Pull up two pantalones.
Word of the day.
Pantalones. You got to say it, pantalones.
Pantalones.
Got to whisper it.
Yeah, you got to say.
You gotta whisper so you can seductively speak and roll your R's.
Hey, senorita, I'm about to put down me pantalones. Okay, wait a minute.
I was waiting for the date rape judge to come in.
Can I mute him again? Yeah. Please. I'm
can we do that? Did we have that? Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that she could do that.
No.
Surprise. I'm full of tricks.
She got all the power.
Can't be mad. She has the power.
She has the power.
She's better.
She has the power.
Pantalones.
Oh, man. Pantalones. You ain't even saying it right.
I don't care. Without you, pantalones.
Oh, my God. Anybody got anything else before we go? We talked about the hot taco fuckery.
We did talk about
it. I did want to bring up the most notorious bit of fuckery that has happened within the last week or so. Shout out to Sub-President Trump and deference to our true leader and savior, Vladimir Putin.
Ah, yes.
Oh, no.
Only.
The limp noodle.
Only Trump. I wouldn't say that to that nigga's face.
I wouldn't either.
No,
you talking about Earthworm Jim, a.k.a. Vladimir Putin.
If there was a fucking tournament of all the world leaders and niggas had to literally scrap it off for domination, Vladimir Putin is going to rip off the heads and shit down the necks of every dignitary that you can muster.
You think Putin got that type of?
Bro, he's like an eighth level
wizard?
Don in like five combat sports.
I thought he was going to say wizard.
Wizard.
Like
an 8 degree
black. Y'all both
horrible.
Shit, the motherfucker may as well be a wizard. I don't know nobody else that could just be like, yeah, it don't matter who else y'all elect, I'm going to be president for life.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, I mean, hey, Putin, what you going to do?
Putin, I mean, anybody has a name.
Putin is an 8 degree
you
black
gotta
belt.
You got to watch him.
And like five
that's
combat
like a
sports.
Tiny.
Didn't he, make him most powerful man in the world? Wasn't he on the cover of the book?
Who gonna beat his ass? That's why Obama never talked shit to Putin.
Yeah.
Because you don't want
know thy place.
No, you don't want to be the first American president to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
And be black.
And be the black guy.
Yeah, black guy.
Niggas is gonna be like, why don't you fight that nigga?
Why you ain't
fight
that nigga?
Back, bro.
Why you ain't fight that nigga, OB?
I look mad.
Jump shots don't have shit to do with Sambo. Huh?
They didn't get down like this in Kenya.
Ooh. Shout out to Barack Obama's traitorous ass brother that fucking sat at the Trump fucking debate with a MAGA hat on.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow. That's,
I thought that was rich.
If that ain't black love, I don't know what
okay,
is.
Okay, that's the end of the show.
And on that note, I want to thank everybody that came out and listened. Please check us out on Hattage Underground on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and everywhere else.
Yep.
Gotta give like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for vitamin C showing up.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yay. It was fun. Thank you to our engineer who didn't have to get up and check fucking Macho's fucking mic. Woo!
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Shut up, Mike.
I got my wings.
Until next time, this has been the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Sampson.
Voice the Villain.
Vitamin C.
And we are out.
Yay.